world at kgnu.org. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around as spring returns to the Colorado Front Range, or the summery side of spring anyway. We've had enough of the wintry side. Beautiful day out there, blue skies, some scattered clouds, slight breeze, and we've got a sunny, breezy show to reflect the vibe and kind of the relief that many of us on the Front Range are feeling after so much rain and gray. Back to our natural state of things. 303-442-4242, the number if you'd like to reach me today. Terrasonic@gmail.com to reach me anytime. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire. El fuego del amor, el fuego del amor.
Minha vida. vida mía, vida, sopa luz de un sol.
Soma luz do sol.
Past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Joel Davis in with you on this beautiful Saturday or whatever day you are tuning in. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you're having a lovely day as well. We began the program with Juanita Cash from 2016. Fuego del Amor, of course, a cover of Ring of Fire. Cumbia version, she's from New York, and just got turned on to her earlier this week. Happy to share that. After that, new music from Candeleros from the Candeleros EP. We heard El Boleta, and that's basically the B-side. It comes from Galletas Calientes Records. Followed that with Bossa Electronica, the A-side to a single put out by Shimano Records. And of course, that was a cover of Roy Ayers' Sunshine. And right now in the background, it is Muito Cabaya from the new release, Everything is Broke. This is a song called Palim. Uh, I would like to let you know that this program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by Ecoscape, a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic zero-scape gardens. More information can be found at ecoscapedesign.com or by calling 303-447-2282. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally. A lot of music still to come in the program. If you'd like to reach me, it's 303-442-4242. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Paling Bombay SIO, calling Bombay SIO. I mean Bombay SIO. Chicago Falcon speaking. That invisible man from India, we must get him into our international organization.
Thank you. भावा तू पहिले मा आई सांग तुझे काय जगात लोक भेटन तनी तर कोणी कोणाचं नाही फक्त एक बाई कष्ट तू ये करते नष्ट मानून तर तिला म्हणतात आई जे तिचं दुःख सांगत नाही स्वप्न तू येता राखीचे पायी पण जीवन पाहिजे तुला शाही बिन कमाई पण असं मी जमत ना भाऊ तुले कुठं ना कुठं ती घासच लागन मेहनतचा अन तू ये खाऊ मग कुठं घरचे तू ये तू ये करून दिला कन पण तू मगन भक्कम शाही झाले गोळे तरी कमावत नाही चमडीच्या वारी कमाचं नाही तू बाप्पाच्या भरोशावर तुकडे खाई झालं ना राज्य तू मोठा तरी बी कोणता दिलासा तू देतो बापाले अजून किती देशी सोडता घरच्याने देताना देतो तू सारा गावाले अरे बापा रे घरात असा जसा अधिकारी होस तू पदाचा वरचा अन्न पुक्कट मागतो तरी बापाच्या अंगावर होता तू सारखा जिंदगीवर जर बाय बापाले असे दिवस दाखवता डबल तूप त्या गंदगीवर हे विचार तू या दिमागाचे उगवतात होते असे ती निराशा स्वप्न असते मोठा साऱ्या बनल माया पोरगा पण तू वापर तुझी भाषा विचार करतो काय केला राजा तुला पहिला जिंदगी होईल तुझी जान पुरी जान बाकी तुला तर मैता मग वरता बसलेला दिन दान जबरदान बाकी तुला तर मैता मग कष्टाचा जमा कर
Sonic on KGNU. 30 minutes past the hour here. And halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music already. Hope you are enjoying the trip so far. We just heard from Bandish Project, new music from them featuring Swadesi from an album out on Beja Fry Records called Kule Nagde. And Jand, the track featuring 100 RBH. Before that, from his newest Transmuto, it is Sohan. Really a great, kind of more of a mixtape, kind of DJ mix sort of record. But really great album. Been listening to it a lot lately. And we heard the Sohan remix of Mumbai Vibe Garden, the original version from Muslim Gaz. And before that, it was Sapan Jagmohan. Giraffe trapping music from the film Habari off the Bombay Connection, a compilation that came out a while back. From another compilation that came out a while back, Electric High Life, we heard Black Beats and Chuchu Chasemo to get that track started, that set started. And right now in the background, it is Hossam Ramzi from Best of Baladi and Saidi. This is Ala Hezba Wadad Galbi. We'll be right back. Hossam Ramzi, one of the great percussionists in contemporary Egyptian music. And we're just going to get back to it. We've got a lot of music still ahead, though, including, well, I've got some surprises coming up, so stick around. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
shady mango tree that's two just by the sea. Girl, I stick with a very lovely girl, cause I was double crossing my girl. The moon and stars so very bright, and in my hands I held her very tight. I told her how much I love her, and she said the same to me. She hugged me more tightly, and on my lips and started quivering. I became so pretty and uneasy. All I wanted was a kiss. Together, oh, how really sweet her caresses. My love, she would die if she misses. It's on the point to kiss her rosy lips. Suddenly, a voice came from around and said to me, "Stop it and see." Oh gosh, and I said, "Who could it be?" "It's me, your darling one." Then I knew she caught me red hot.
Sonia Mamunu, I read Chichi and Munipano, and Nunzi, and Nunzi.
Listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Just heard from Akwesi Roberto, a high life musician out of Ghana. Uwewo Dofo, the track, originally out in 1979, and here edited and reworked by Turbo Boom Boom out of Paris. Before that, from Brooklyn, it was Actual Magic doing their persuasive repercussion of the S.E. Roji track, She Caught Me Red Hot. And before that, it was Debbie Harry, yes, Blondie, with Bashir Attar from the Master Musicians of Jajuka, Hossam Ramzi, and others, on a track called Moroccan Rock, Pipes of Pain, from Cash Cow, the best of Giorno Poetry Systems. This is a record that is no longer in print, and something I dug up in the KGNU vinyl library many years back. Had a CD version, lost that, unfortunately. Ripped at least that track to digital. Before that, it was just Hossam Ramzi and Allah Hezb Without Galibi from Best of Maladi and Saidi. And right now in the background, it is the Bacow Rhythm and Steel Band. They've spent some time in Trinidad and Tobago, but are actually from Hamburg, Germany. And from their album, The Serpent's Mouth, I believe that's their second release, this is Great to Be Here. It's a pretty sure is a cover of the Jackson 5. Correct me if I'm wrong. Support for Terrasonic today comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting Jacob Joliffe Band on June 15th and Red Barat on June 28th. Details at concerts.botanicgardens.org. Stick around, we've got headlines for the BBC and Reggae Bloodlines and all that coming up. But some a little more music first here on Terrasonic. 4 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. We just heard Papi Brandão y sus Ejecutivos, the Barrio Latino edit of their classic Bilongo. In the background right now, it's Mustafa Özkent va Orquestrasi Dolana Dolana from Bosporus Bridges, a wide selection of Turkish jazz and funk, 1969 until, I don't know, sorry, it's taking forever, 78, 1969 to 1978. Well, stick around, we've got Reggae Bloodlines coming up at the top of the hour, following headlines from the BBC. I believe, I hope, that the Donovan will be joining us. You know, he drives up, whenever he does Reggae Bloodlines, he drives up from Pueblo to do the show. So hopefully he's not stuck in traffic or something. Looking forward to hearing and from and seeing you soon, Maka. After that, D. Ryder with African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music. Coming up at 4 o'clock, followed by an hour of news from the BBC at 6. And then at 7, KGNU's Saturday evening music programming commences with Sound Lab, Falling Short, and with you this evening. That should be quite good. Kind of a newish DJ duo here at the station, Falling Short on Sound Lab tonight. You'll find an archive for Terrasonic playlists. You can stream it and all that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, in-store performances, and much more, all at afterfm.com. There's also an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. I invite you to follow me there, as well as on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. That's going to do it for today's show. Thank you for listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Have a great long holiday weekend. If you're down at the Creek Fest, stop by the KGNU booth. We're down there somewhere along the creek by a stage, I believe. Sorry, I don't have more specifics for you, but we're there. Come say hello. We'll see you back here next Saturday for Terrasonic noon to 1 on KGNU.
BBC News. Hello. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Russia to comply with an order by an international tribunal to release Ukrainian naval personnel and vessels seized last year off the coast of Crimea. Mr. Zelensky said it would allow Russia to signal that it was ready to stop the conflict with Ukraine in a civilized way. Russia said the court in Germany had no jurisdiction in the case. Danny Eberhard has more.
The incident in November dramatically escalated tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The Ukrainian vessels had tried to pass through the Kerch Strait, the only access to Ukrainian ports on the Sea of Azov. Russia has controlled the strait since annexing Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Russian Coast Guard boats fired on the vessels before boarding them. Moscow accuses the sailors of violating its maritime border. Russia is a signatory to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, but the chances of it abiding by the tribunal's provisional ruling appear minimal.
Exit polls in Ireland suggest voters have overwhelmingly backed reforms easing the Republic's divorce laws. As many as 87% may have voted in favour of the measures. Divorce was only legalised in Ireland in 1995. Chris Page reports.
The latest referendum has been about taking divorce law out of the constitution to allow Parliament to change it. Currently, couples can apply for a divorce if they've been separated for 4 years. The government led by Leo Varadkar has indicated it'll shorten the time frame to 2 years. The church argued against the change, saying it would undermine marriage and push up Ireland's divorce rate, which is very low by European standards. But the vote has marked another stage in the huge political and legal shifts which secularisation has brought about.
Afghan officials say one of the country's most revered architectural treasures, the Minaret of Jom, is in danger of collapse after days of heavy rains. They said hundreds of villagers in the central province of Gore had been recruited to save the 800-year-old tower from floodwaters. The minaret has UNESCO World Heritage status. And Barisan Etirajan has more.
It is considered to be one of the architectural marvels of Afghanistan because Afghanistan doesn't have that many cultural artifacts because of neglect and civil war over the years. So the Afghans are very proud about this minaret. This is thought to be the world's second tallest brick minaret in that part of the region. Hundreds of villagers have been recruited to save this minaret from floodwaters, and they are trying to divert the waters.
NATO forces in Afghanistan say at least 50 suspected Taliban militants have been killed in ferocious battles in the south of the country. They said it was a joint operation with the Afghan security forces in Helmand and Kandahar provinces. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The leaders of India's main opposition Congress party, Rahul Gandhi, has offered to quit after a crushing defeat in the general election. But senior party officials have rejected the move. Mr. Gandhi had been under intense pressure after Congress won barely 10% of the seats. Senior Congress leaders said the party needed a total overhaul. Uganda has accused Rwandan soldiers of entering its territory and killing two people. Once close allies, the two countries' presidents have recently been trading accusations of espionage, political assassinations, and meddling in each other's affairs. According to the latest accusation, Rwandan soldiers pursued a suspected smuggler about 80 metres into Ugandan territory and shot him. A local Ugandan was also killed. The US ambassador to China has called on Beijing to engage in a substantive dialogue with the exiled Tibetan Buddhist leader, the Dalai Lama. Terry Branstad's comments came after he was allowed